She somehow saw herself as glorious. It's like my mother's funeral. She's under the ground, but I still hear her voice in the street sometimes, loud and real, calling me. I don't seem to know how to grieve for her. Or maybe I don't believe that grief is grief unless it kills you. Like when I flew back and met my brother in the hospital.
Oh, I'm so glad you got here, kid. I would have wired you, but I don't know what to do. You have a good flight?
He couldn't bear to tell my father. Why did he know that I could? Why is that?
But he was only operated on this morning. How can we walk in and say your wife is dead? It's like sawing off his arm. Suppose we tell him she's on her way, then give him a sedative.
Dan, I feel it as much as you, but don't you think after 50 years you owe one another a death?
Kid, the woman was his right hand. He'll fall apart.
What, you want me to tell him?
I'll do it.
I think it belongs to him, Dan, as much as his wedding.
Well, you tell him then, if you don't mind.
Or is it simply that I am crueler than he?
Dad, look...
For crying out loud, look who's here. I thought you were in Europe.
Well, I just got back. How are you?
You look wonderful, Dad.
What do you mean, look? I am wonderful. I tell you, I'm ready to go through it again. I mean it. The way that doctor worries, I finally told him, look, if it makes you feel so bad, you lay down, then I'll operate. Very nice man.